Hello, Shane. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Not bad at all. Okay, the Trumpet City Tour. Glasnevin Trust Trumpet City Tours to coincide with the lockout of 1913, and the book was written about that era. Isn't that right, Shane?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's about the lockout in 1913, how people were living, the condition of employment, and the big battle between the trade unions and the employers, between James Larkin and William Martin Murphy.
Yeah, okay. A fabulous book, and an equally great TV series on RTA. Shouldn't mention RTA, they're the opposition, but what the hell. Several years ago, and repeated several times too. Absolutely wonderful book and a wonderful series. But now you're going to talk to me about the tours, isn't that right?
Yeah, like we up here in Glasnevin, they're all buried here, the people who took part in the lockout. And like William Martin Murphy is buried here. He's just a stone's throw away from Larkin. And when we went into it, we found that all these amazing people that had fought the lockouts of 1913 are buried in the cemetery. So we put together a tour of bringing people around and seeing the graves of these people that are sometimes missed on the general tour.
Right, so you're going to be doing the tours of all the graves of all the people who were basically there at that time and the primary movers and shakers, isn't that right?
Yeah, the primary movers and shakers like Larkin and Helena Malloy and Markovic and people like that. But also some of the people, like we showed put-down graves of people who died in the North Dublin Union for, you know, of malnutrition or marasmus, which is a horrible thing to die from. And so the ordinary people that were forgotten about by history that Plunkett, you know, paints a vivid picture in the book.
Yeah. You said that the North Dublin Union, Shane, that would have been the workhouse for want of a better expression, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's
what
it was.
The workhouses were still prevalent in that area, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, we're doing, in 1913, we're doing 10, 15 burials from the North Dublin Union here every day of the week. So people, like, there was no social welfare or insurance or anything like that. So if you lost your job or were on your uppers, you ended up in the workhouse. And very few people came out of the workhouse.
Yeah, well, it must have been horrendous for people, like men with families. I remember in one of the final scenes in the drama on TV where the character played by Brian Murray took the leaving of his wife. He joined the British Army because there wasn't any other option. Otherwise, his wife and children would have starved to death. Isn't that basically what the situation was like then?
Yeah, like that's true. They used to call a section of men in World War One Larkin's Army, because this was after the lockout now, but they were still blacklegged from going back to work. They'd been banned by the employers, and lots of them had no option but to join up the British Army, and the wife at home got the pension and the money and whatnot. So, you know, they were economically pressurised into doing that. But there was a whole group of men known as Larkin's regiments that were in the Somme and Gallipoli and the like later.
Right. OK. Shane, tell me, how long does the tour last? How long does it go on for?
It goes on for an hour and 15 minutes.
Right.
And part of the tour is the great Ger O'Leary does Larkin's famous speech at the grave. You know, Larkin, we're on our knees, let us rise. So
yeah.
It culminates with Ger giving that speech as it would have been heard by the people out on a strike in 1914.
Right. So it's an hour and a half. And
yeah.
The tours take place every Sunday in April. The last one culminates on the 28th and they start at 1 p.m. Are there charges for the tour? Do people have to pay?
There are, yeah. It's €6 for the tour on its own. Or it's €12 for the tour plus the museum. And all money that's garnered from this goes into restoring headstones in the grave.
Right.
Yard.
Okay. Are they restoring gravestones, headstones generally, or headstones from that era in particular?
Headstones generally. We've 200,000 headstones to fix. We're about 60% to the project at the moment. And we hope to get it finished by 2016.
Finished by 2016, okay, for the the centenary of the 1916 Rising.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Shane, I know you're very busy, but if you just bear with me for another couple of minutes, if you just, I'm just looking at the press release here on the Strumpet City Tour. If you could just tell me a little bit briefly, because a lot of people wouldn't be aware of, like, the founding member of the Irish Women's Workers Union, Helena Maloney. Just tell us a little bit briefly about her.
Well, Helena Maloney, an amazing woman, set up the Irish Women's Workers Union with Delia Larkin and Louis Bennett. Worked with Connolly on the newspaper The Worker in 1916. She was on the roof of City Hall when Sean Connolly was shot. After the Rising, she was placed in jail and spent all her life fighting for the working class and the working conditions that were in Dublin, because they didn't end in 1913. The other thing she's famous for is she set up a co-op where, after the lockout, some of the women were blacklegged and couldn't get employment anywhere. And she set up a co-op of short making for the women, and all the profits were divided amongst the women who worked in the co-op.
Right. Okay. And just look, I know we really don't have a great line here, Shane, but before just the last question for you today. Charlotte Despard, who was the sister of Lord French and a revolutionary socialist agitator, who was she?
Yeah, well, exactly that. Like, her brother was, you know, a lieutenant commander in chief in Ireland. But she was a lifelong feminist, a socialist. She was with the suffragettes, trying to get the votes for the women. It was in 13 in the soup kitchen to Liberty Hall. And just one of these kind of forgotten about women that fought all her life for the rights of women and workers. An amazing character, died in 1937, penniless in Belfast.
Yeah. Okay, listen, Shane, we really do have a bad line, but listen, thanks very much for taking the call, and maybe at another stage we can get back to you and we can talk about it in a bit more in depth, okay?
Yeah, okay, no problem at all.
Thanks a lot, Shane. Thank you. Bye.
Okay,
bye. Bye.